Welcome to the Healthy Skin Show with Jennifer Fugo, where we're flipping everything you've been told about your chronic skin issues upside down and connecting you with alternative solutions your dermatologist never told you about.
Welcome back to episode number 213 of the Healthy Skin Show. In today's episode, I want to talk about stool testing because of how helpful it can be from my clinical experience. If this is the first time that you're ever hearing that a stool test could be helpful with your skin, then I invite you to tune in to episode 53 to better understand my 16 root cause philosophy first. In my practice, every client gets stool testing done, no matter what the complaint is, be it eczema, psoriasis, rosacea, dandruff, chronic hives, or tinea versicolor, or maybe a combo of a few of these issues. So yes, it can be an incredibly insightful tool, but there are also a lot of bad stool tests out there that are not worth the money that you end up spending on them, since getting one is generally out of pocket. That's why I wanted to talk about this before you choose something that maybe isn't the greatest option available to you. Now, if you've never done a stool test, be aware, you literally are collecting a sample of your own poop. Now, I'm answering the most common questions about stool testing in this episode that I get on Instagram and from my newsletter community. And while stool testing still isn't 100% accurate, there's a lot that can be incredibly valuable to you as you go through your case. And if you're not sure if this is a smart investment for you, speak with your practitioner or feel free to schedule an assessment call with my associate clinical nutritionist, Michelle, in my practice to find out what's best for you. As you probably already can guess, I personally think the information we get from stool testing is fascinating, as it can provide insight into what's going on in your internal gut realm that you can't ascertain generally from blood testing. But not all stool testing is the same. And this is a really crucial point because I often get asked, well, can I just go get a stool test from my doctor done at a local lab? And you can, but stool tests run through local labs like LabCorp or Quest Diagnostics are very limited in what information they provide because the practitioner has to tell the lab what to look for in the stool sample. The lab doesn't just automatically look for everything. Here's a couple of examples of how this can fail you. First of all, one of my clients had a history of eczema that started years after returning from Africa. His naturopath at the time had run a stool test through Quest looking for pathogens. It came back clean, so he was told he didn't have anything in his gut to concern himself with. Upon getting more comprehensive testing at my direction, it turned out he actually had multiple problematic bacterial organisms, very out of balance in his GI tract, and two parasites. I've already talked about his case here on the Healthy Skin Show. And in my own situation, I had eczema, which had popped back up on my hand after many years, and also this weird, occasionally severe upper right quadrant pain. They had ruled out any gallbladder issues. And to be honest with you, if my PCP had even agreed to run a stool test, which he probably wouldn't have because I didn't have any GI symptoms, he would have never have known to have asked the lab to look for what I actually had. A comprehensive stool panel showed two bacterial infections that my GI doctor was then able to treat with antibiotics and resolve the issue. So what type of testing then am I talking about here, this comprehensive stool testing? Well, this is the type of testing that I and my colleagues talk about. This is where you collect the sample, mail it to the lab yourself, and then usually you wait anywhere from 7 to 30 business days for the results. Comprehensive stool testing can tell us what gut bugs are living in your GI tract, things like H. pylori, fungal organisms, bacterial organisms, pathogens, parasites, worms, and viruses, inflammatory issues that could be present, whether your body is producing enough enzymes, if you're able to absorb fat from your diet, if hidden blood is found in the stool, which is, by the way, something that you cannot see in your stool. If you see blood, that is usually something further down, like a hemorrhoid. Gut immune response, and a bunch of other crucial information. Basically, a comprehensive stool test casts a much wider net. That way we can find issues that normally would be missed and might be something that you wouldn't even guess. That said, stool testing isn't perfect and can result in certain markers showing false negatives. So make sure your practitioner understands how to think beyond the test results. An example of this is fungal organisms, which unfortunately can show false negatives on a stool test. And this emphasizes why your case history is just as crucial as the test results. As for cost, it's best to go into this with a mindset that the testing is likely out of pocket, with pricing that ranges from around $300 to $800. Sometimes this is covered by an HSA or FSA account for those in the US who have those plans associated with their health insurance. An FSA typically requires a letter to be written by the practitioner who recommended the test explaining why the test was an appropriate expense in order to be covered. And another great announcement is that US-based clients in my practice can now enjoy discounts on stool testing, which saves them $100 or more as compared to what it would normally cost if you went through a third-party website and ordered it yourself. Before I tell you which tests to avoid, let's talk about those that are A-OK in my book. As a clinical nutritionist, I'm able to use the following comprehensive stool testing to create different protocols that are more targeted to what's going on. The list includes the GI Map from Diagnostic Solutions Lab, GI Effects from Genova Diagnostics, GI 360 from Doctors Data, Health Path, which is available in the UK, GI Ecologics, also available in the UK, and NutriPath, available in Australia and New Zealand. There could be other testing options out there that I've not yet encountered, but generally, those which are marketed through advertising on social media or through Google searches are generally not worth the money. Keep in mind that while many of the tests that I just mentioned can still be ordered by you, though those in the US must go through a third-party website to do that, most of these tests, with the exception of the testing available through HealthPath and GI Ecologics, do not offer any explanation as to what the results mean in layman's terms, nor provide you action steps telling you what to do. You will need someone trained in using these tests clinically to identify what's going on and what steps to take, so be aware of that up front. My clients often feel overwhelmed looking at the US-based labs and realize quickly they should just wait to speak with me directly about the lab rather than trying to look everything up themselves. Plus, I put the results into context with their case, which the labs just on their own simply cannot do. If you want to know which stool tests to avoid, the general rule of thumb would be those which are actively advertised to you on social media like Facebook and Instagram. These tests that you will see ads for are not helpful. There used to be a company called Ubiome, which has since gone out of business after their offices were raided for fraudulent insurance billing by the FBI. Their test kits were relatively cheap, I think under $100, but I found when clients would show me their results that there was really nothing clinically helpful about the data that they shared in the reports. Some companies have begun heavily marketing stool testing to people struggling with specific health issues. One such company is Viome, which in my opinion is one of the most worthless ways to spend money if you really want to understand what's going on with your GI tract. And should you still decide to give Viome a try, be aware that users of the service have been experiencing frustrating customer service issues for quite some time now. I've linked up some interesting news stories in the post for you to see if you want to dig deeper into that. Other companies use stool testing to sell you customized probiotics like Flore, which again appears incredibly gimmicky since a seasoned practitioner who understands the complexity of your case and can look at a comprehensive stool test could make more targeted recommendations anyway. with Flore to find out just what probiotics you need, which is usually a small piece of the whole puzzle, by the way, costs you $169. Why not just save that, put it toward a more comprehensive stool test that could tell you a lot more? Other stool testing companies I would recommend you avoid include Biomes, Biome FX, Somagen, and Thrive. In most cases, you get a really fancy report with lots of colorful graphics and pie charts and data. But at the end of the day, there are significant limitations because these tests are not clinical labs. They'll give you suggestions for diet and lifestyle changes, and some services will then upsell you into a probiotic or supplement subscription, supposedly based on your results. But all of this is ultimately based on a computer algorithm. Ultimately, the reports don't show you actual gut function or microbiome root causes because they aren't clinical tests. They can't identify infections or other clinical factors that impact what's going on. They also lack the ability to take into account your unique health history, your clinical presentation, including all of your symptoms, and other factors that you would naturally get from working with someone who can take a comprehensive clinical test and create more substantial action plans. So, as a general rule of thumb, avoid purchasing stool tests being advertised to you online. If at this point you're still interested in possibly getting one of these tests that I really don't recommend, make sure to look at a sample report first. If there's not much factual data, but a lot of fancy graphics and colors and diet recommendations, you're really, honestly, better off saving your money to get a comprehensive clinical stool test like those I've mentioned already. The gut microbiome is so complex, and we are still learning more about it every single day. And testing is honestly still not perfect. But when you combine a really good test with the knowledge and skill of a practitioner who also knows your case, that can be a huge game changer, helping to determine the best steps forward for you. And remember, if you're looking for help and you just even want to know if a stool test is right for you and which test is best to get, we can help you with that in my virtual clinical practice through an assessment call. You can check that out over at skinterrupt.com. And if you've got any questions or thoughts to share about this topic, or you want to see the resources and the news articles that I've put together for you, head on over to skinterrupt.com/213 so we can keep the conversation going. And since I know way too many who have unfortunately wasted their hard-earned dollars on a stool test that really isn't all it's cracked up to be, please make a point to share this episode with someone who's considering gut testing as their next step. I really don't want to see somebody waste money and then they end up at my door or in one of my colleagues' offices and they're told the same exact thing, which is, I'm sorry, but there is nothing I can do with this test. This was not the right test to get. It is so sad when any of us have to share that with someone. And before you head off for your day, take a moment to rate and review the Healthy Skin Show on your podcast platform of choice. Then hit the subscribe button so you can tune in each week for new research, tips, inspiration, client stories, and all these awesome alternatives to help you rebuild healthy skin. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.